Very polemic answer, and then people can add. I would say, first of all, do not get in the middle of companies trying to raise investment. So, like, as a Brazilian startup, I face a lot of challenge regarding governance, right? Like, so actually, I have to first prove Latin America, and that Latin America is not a chaos, that there's actually lots of opportunities and lots of good things going on. Then I have to prove Brazil, right? That we know we are not destroying the Amazon forest as you see in the TV, and that's not all we do. No, our politicians are not just that corruption that you see on TV. It's just so hard to build the image of the region and the country that, like, we have way more work to then be able to talk about my business and why my business is good. So I think that's the first thing that governments should be really looking at. Like, how do we create image? How do we communicate better? Because every country or every state and every city has problems, right? That's part of being the humanity. But how do we give attention and we focus and we learn how to communicate the good things and to the problems, how do we solve it? Like, I love the half full glass perspective that Jens brought, and I think that should be approached. And then, like, really look on how to, when you create a new policy, how do you embed technology? I have been to the COP25 in Madrid 2 years ago, and I just was shocked on how all of the conversation and dialogue around policy didn't include technology at all. And we are going through a digital transformation. There is no way we can tackle any issue, if it's health, if it's climate, or anything, it is education, without considering technology at the core of the solution to it. So, like, I think connecting the dots between the different areas and understanding that, and then creating the mechanism to invest and include, like I mentioned before, the technology in the public policy, I think it's a way to start that path.
Go ahead.